Many Sanford residents can't understand why the neighbourhood watch leader George Zimmerman, who shot and killed Martin, still hasn't been arrested 3 weeks after the incident. Police say they didn't have enough evidence to dispute Zimmerman's self-defence claim. They've turned the investigation over to state and federal authorities. At last night's meeting, local activist Henry Sweet delivered this ultimatum to Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee.
If he is not fired by 26 March, we will boycott the police department. We will shut it down.
Sweet urged the more than 350 people at the meeting to call the Seminole County Sheriff's Department, not Sanford Police, next time they call 911. Also speaking at the meeting was Orlando State Representative Geraldine Thompson. She wants a review of the state's Stand Your Ground gun law.
How do you claim self-defense when you are the aggressor? I want you to know that our first order of business at the beginning of the next legislative session is to repeal this unjust law.
But the spotlight was turned back on the Sanford Police Department by NAACP President Benjamin Jealous. He said police have not done a good enough job of protecting black residents.
I am here tonight ultimately because Sanford has a problem. One time is too many times. But we all know that there's been more than one time.
Jealous told the crowd not to give up until Martin's killer is behind bars. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Matthew Petty.